Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to Catching Time. I'm Brian, and I am joined with Miss Rachel here, and I've got a great question.
This one
is called Tough Topics. It's going to be a little harder, but stick with us. So how do you calm yourself down when you're feeling stressed?
Ooh.
The big stressed word. Moms, dads, we feel it. Students, you feel
yes.
it. Even my little friends who might be in a car seat,
yep.
you feel stressed sometimes, I
Absolutely.
Promise. So how do we – Miss Rachel, how do you de-stress?
Absolutely. Okay. So there's lots of techniques that I have to de-stress mm-hmm. or to calm myself down. If I get agitated, anxiety's high, first thing is to pause and notice what's happening. The first thing is to pause. Now, for kids, that's going to be super hard, and we're going to need mom and dad to help us pause.
Yeah.
And it's to stop and think. There was something we did with the kids about wisdom and about how a couple months ago where David had asked God for wisdom. Mm. And in a dream, he talked to him and he's like, you have the wisdom. You have everything that you need. And he was just like, stop and think. And so we just stop and think about it. Stop and think, how can we get this anxiety
mm-hmm.
Or whatever stress that we're feeling? And then there's the strategies. It is the breathing. There is the box breathing. There is the, somebody telling you to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, counting. You know, there's just so many different ways. And then how do you take care of yourself after that stressful moment? Because does it build? Does it not build? You know, I think of our kids, like you were saying, in a car seat where they're stressed because they can't tell you what they need. And so they're angry, they're upset, you know, and it's just, you know, looking them in the eye and saying like, I hear you. I see you, buddy. I see that you're stressed. I want you to match my breathing.
Yeah.
You know, do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, follow me and let's get through this together. So, you know, being there for somebody. What about you, Brian, when you're stressed?
Well, you said something that I want to grab for all of our parents, of looking your kid in the eye and going, hey, buddy, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
You look stressed, right? Or something's not right. We can't always name it as stress.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that makes my children even more angry. I'm not stressed. Okay, my bad. Man, I was just trying to see. But expressing that to our kids, expressing that to our parents too, like when you can – say, hey, like, I notice you're looking a little stressed. And my kids have said that to me before, right? Which is daunting and terrible and scary. But, hey, Dad, you look pretty stressed. You might need to take a walk or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, buddy, I'm going to go take a walk, right? Like, you need to take a break from being dad, which is fine. But being open and willing to have that conversation is a great piece of catching time of, hey, just look each other in the eye. Go, hey, I see you. I notice things. For me, how do I de-stress? I don't do it well, I don't think, but for me, it's kind of that I'm a naturally extroverted person.
Yep.
And so I love to go out. I love to meet people. So for me to de-stress actually, and it's hard, is to just be and do nothing. And when I say that, like watch a movie. I love movies. So to mm-hmm. sit down and just have the ability to go, I'm going to take the next 2.5 hours, whatever, and just watch a movie.
Yep.
It's very freeing. It's very distressing for me because I can focus on that story instead of my own.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody the other day, I have big main character energy, right? Like I just think I am the main character of the story all the time. And then, so
you
like,
are, Brian.
Oh,
you are.
Such a diva. and so I try and go, okay, how do I invest in somebody else's story? That's actually very – life-giving to me and take some of that stress away. There is, of course, breathing. I love to work out, and so doing that, one of the newest habits I've picked up is running for time. It's just going, hey, I'm going to take this time, and I'll set, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, and just go, hey, I'm just going to run.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to focus on. That's all I'm going to do.
Yep.
And I try and use as minimal technology so I can't find those distractions and just, okay, I'm going to focus on just something totally different outside. Has been really helpful. I only do it once a week because I think that's all the alone time my body can handle and that's it. But right, like, but it helps me de-stress. It helps me kind of declutter my mind too. One of the other things, and I am not good at this again, this feels like, again, dirty laundry out here. Okay. But when I can organize like my dresser or my toolbox or whatever, right, those seem to relieve a lot of stress.
Nice.
The organization of it, I'm not – again, I don't do it probably often enough. It'd probably help a lot more. But organizing something, having that very physical project sometimes for me because so much of what all of us do is relational or schoolwork where we can't necessarily see how we get it done. Having something physical that you can get done, really stress relieving. Or smashing something, right? Breaking something.
Yes. I think of office space and the printer.
Yeah, exactly. You just need to get some of that stress out, which I think our kids don't. We don't. We tell them, hey, you know, don't punch the walls or whatever. But like having a healthy physical outlet to release some of that.
Yeah.
Get a punching bag for your house. I don't know.
Yes.
Pillow. Yeah.
You can punch your pillow.
Punch your pillow.
Scream into your pillow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think – we as adults need to help our kids. They're in a super stressful time. How do we how do we find some of those – talk as you're catching time, what are some of the ways that you've done it recently at your house? Or good and bad, mom and dad, share the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. Students, share the good and the bad. It's a great way to talk,
What are some tips that they have for each other?
Yeah.
When was the time they see them stressed and what could they have done? What could they have helped with?
Oh, I love that.
Could they have offered some strategies? You know, I mean, even our elementary school kids, their teachers, they teach them so many different things. You know, I know a lot of teachers do yoga in class.
Yeah.
And so our kids can teach us some yoga moves. You know, what are some things that you can talk back and forth about what makes you stressed and then how do you cope with it?
Yeah. And what are those different stressors? Is it because like I love talking with my boys about school and like most kids, they go, oh, school's the worst, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always the school work, like learning and education. It's the social pressure. It's the stress of, oh, is my friend going to eat lunch with me today because I brought X, Y, Z, you know? And so stress comes from a lot of different places. Identify it.
It does.
It's cool. I like this question a lot.
Yeah. All right. So ask it one more time before we go for our break.
How do you calm yourself down when you're feeling stressed? All right. Take a break. Ask it. And we're back. So we asked the question, how do you calm yourself down when you're feeling stressed? How do we spiritualize this question, Rachel?
Yeah.
What are tools spiritually, too, we can use when we are feeling stressed?
Yeah. First one I can think of is a labyrinth. There are labyrinths of different things. And when I what I talk about with our kids is we talk about when we're spending time, one of the ways we can spend time with God is to pray. And so there's prayer labyrinths that you can actually walk, and it's walking to the inside of basically a maze and then walking to the outside. There's also finger labyrinths that you can do. So you can take your finger, imagine taking your finger, and you're starting at the outside of a circle, an imaginary circle, and then you make your way and you do circles all the way to the middle, and so now you're in the middle of your circle. And so you breathe in that way, you breathe out. But you can say, like, God, this is my prayer, this is my stress, or I don't know what my stress is, and then you go into the middle. And then that's when you, once you're in the middle of whatever maze, finger labyrinth, whatever it is, then you release it and say, God, I give this to you. This is what it is. And if you keep doing that over and over again, that helps relax your mind into it. If you're walking it, you know, you're saying all the different things. You're saying this is what it isn't. It could take you time. Like there are some labyrinths that I've seen that are very large. We have one here at our
on our campus.
Yes, on our campus. It's absolutely beautiful. In that labyrinth, there's moments where you can stop and reflect, and then you can go back. But yeah, those labyrinths are absolutely amazing. And you don't have to have something physical. You can just, like I said, do it in the air, or you can do it on any surface. A lot of times kids are very good if it's a bumpy surface. Maybe it's
tactile.
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One base camp we did sandpaper finger labyrinths just so we could feel the difference of how it feels. But that's just one tool. Another one is we have our listening stones where basically they're wood chips. They can be stones, but just have different figures on them that don't mean anything, or if they do mean something that something different to you, it could be a cloud. It could be one is a foot, you know, but just talking it out of like of to yourself. You don't have to do it with somebody else, but just talking to like, hey, this is what this one means to me and here's why.
Okay.
So but it's But it's a really good way to listen wholly to mm-hmm. a person or wholly listening to another person.
Wow.
And if you have more questions about that, please email me. Ask me about it.
No, absolutely. I also think great thing to remember, God's always bigger than our stressing moments and stressful moments. And he's big enough to take the anger and everything that comes with it. Right. One of my greatest distressors is yelling in the car. Right. Sometimes at God, sometimes I think with God, because, man, he's big enough to take it. And so give over that stress. Let it go. We love you guys. But keep talking. How are you going to relieve some of the stress and where are those stress points?
Thanks for catching time with us. See you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.